Welcome, 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 all you fabulous Vashonites out there listening to a special pop-up broadcast with Chris Austin.
Yay.
And Kate Dowling. And I didn't get a yay?
Oh, I'm sorry. The fans were bothering
me. Okay, I'll do it again. Yeah. With Chris Austin.
Yay.
And Kate Dowling.
Yay!
Oh, see, I get a better yay. And the goat. And here we are in the beautiful Jean Bosch broadcast studio live with a very special guest, Carlson.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, welcome. So every once in a while we do these pop-up shows for fantastic guests that come in into our studio to chat about what they're working on, what they're doing, what's new in their life. And I hear there's a lot of moving and shaking in your life, yeah. Mr. Connor.
So I got a new song out today, and it's called Home, and I'm super excited about it. I've been working on it for a long time, so.
That's awesome. So just tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
About me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I go to Vashon High School, and I'm from here. I've lived here my whole life. I'm a senior. I've been making music since I was like 9 or 10.
Whoa!
Right? Talented people like this.
What?
Sheesh.
I started with vocal lessons after my mom took drum lessons at the School of Rock.
Get out, really?
And, in Seattle. And that kind of like inspired me to like want to do something too. So then I started taking vocal lessons.
You got a great radio voice. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Cool. Like some people are just born like
this.
I could
be like a sports commentator.
You could.
That'd be pretty cool.
You got a buddy. I think you got a buddy that does that here.
We could be a little duo.
Mm-hmm. You could. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I like it. You could be the color guy.
Huh?
The color guy. You know, the one that talks about the players and, you know, Oscar would be the play to play.
I don't know anything about soccer. You got to go to basketball.
Okay. I do color for the car parade, and I know nothing about cars.
Oh,
it's all about the color.
That's very
true. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll just like give them an analysis on the jersey color.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a deep red.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you got it.
You comment about the shoe color. I mean, shoe color is a thing, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, you got this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a very good point. See? That's what
we've
you
got
say.
Your life planned out for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I just like drop music and just start going into sports commentating.
All right. We'll delete the song then.
Well, here's what I'll say is I've heard this new song, Home, and I think that would be a sad day if you decided to drop music.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. You're very talented.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. So your mom was a drummer at Seattle School of Rock. Like, that's like, how hip is she?
Yeah, she's pretty hip.
I'm a little mm-hmm. jealous, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So that inspired you to make music.
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Like that was my introduction to like making me making music, you know? Like I've always liked music, but I never really thought of like doing music.
Did you start with drums?
No, I started with vocals, but School of Rock is like, you know, a school that has like a bunch of different stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So she was doing drums and I decided that I wanted to do something, and she was a singer too.
Wow.
Before
double threat.
Yeah.
Right?
So I wanted to, you know, I've always liked singing. I kind of sucked at first, but I, you know, I kept with it and I took singing lessons until like my freshman year, and then I stopped to do other lessons, but I kept like, you know, teaching myself more and more, and I've picked up vocal lessons recently too, because I kind of felt like I hit a peak where I can't really teach myself anymore, you know, like I got to the point with my old vocal teacher that I could like I knew enough that I could keep going on my own. So, you know, I dropped that and I did like piano lessons and like production lessons and drum lessons and stuff instead. And continued to just teach myself vocals. And then I kind of felt like I couldn't get any better without, you know, some like person there too. So I re-picked up getting vocal lessons.
Is it important for a singer to know how the other instruments that accompany them are played? Or do they just need to listen? Like the mechanics of it?
I think to a certain extent, because I think that you need to know like the quality of the different instruments and like, you know, how you can work with them. But I think that also you don't really, to be a singer, you don't really need to know like how to play other instruments,
okay.
But you definitely need to know like their role.
So you need to know a good kazoo from a bad kazoo.
Yeah.
If you're okay.
I think so.
I can play the death bell. Yeah, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. That's my
it.
Talent.
That's her whole talent. And it's her whole repertoire. Right?
It's my whole repertoire and my whole talent.
I got to get you a feature.
She went to school for that.
There you go. Yeah. I'm going to be the bell ringer. Yeah. I can do it. So true story, grade six. It's a bit of my tram I'm about to unleash here. So grade six, I was a really great student. I got all A's all the time in every single class, except for music class.
Oh my.
Mr. Scruton, grade six, I got a D on a music test.
What?
Wow. And it destroyed my ability to
Look
enjoy
where
music.
Where you ended up because right? of Mr. Scruton.
I know. I could have been.
Well,
I
his name
been
a, probably scrutined up his life too. So
it's so. I mean, the whole like reading music. Are you a music reader?
Yeah, can
like,
you read?
Do
you
music? I can read.
Wow.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like that's just otherworldly.
It is.
Really.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, because I got a D in grade six.
It's basically a different language.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, music is a language.
Yes.
You know,
it's math.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That's
every musician says that.
Okay. Yeah. No.
It's not.
Well, like, there's been some crazy,
pretty
like
profound, okay,
like discoveries and stuff with music. Like, one thing that I always bring up that I think is super interesting is I had one of my teachers told me that. Like the way, I don't really entirely know like how it works, but the way that like planets orbit was like originally discovered through music.
Really?
Yeah. I don't exactly know, but like,
wow.
Like a, you know.
Like harmonics and things
like
that?
Yeah, like I don't get that. But
wow.
But there's like he wrote a book. I don't remember who, but it was whoever discovered this. That was called the music of the spheres or something.
Wow.
Whoa.
And, no way.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then like, that's like why this is totally not really relevant, but like the Coldplay like album, mm-hmm. The music of the spheres was named after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. That's relevant.
So that was kind of cool.
Talking about?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you think about music and the importance of music. So there's a person on an island that started an organization called Music Mends Minds.
Okay.
And that's actually for Alzheimer's and dementia patients.
That's super cool.
Yeah, and it's like Tony Bennett.
Yep.
He went down the stages of dementia, and he still remembered every single song that he ever sang.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
It really is, yeah.
He knew where he left his heart.
Yep. And so music is a language.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think music, you know, is kind of like a medicine for a lot of people, mm-hmm. too. Like, I don't know how I'd like do stuff without music. You know, I'm like constantly listening to music.
Yeah.
Like music would really suck to not have a world with music.
Well, do you listen to one genre or many?
I listen to everything and I make everything. Like I don't just make like the genre of music that home is. Like I kind of just dabble with whatever I feel like.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like, I don't know. I really enjoy just like playing with different things. And I like trying things that are new. Cause I think there's like, music's like a whole world to explore. And like, we don't, you know, we limit ourselves with what we can do sometimes with music by like, you know, like this is kind of going on a tangent, but like sometimes that like, you know, you don't just need to like stick to a genre, in my opinion. Like, I don't know, I think it would be kind of boring for me if I was just gonna make like the same song over and over again, like slightly differently, which I'm not saying a genre is like that, but I don't know. I like experimenting with things.
Well, yeah. I used to live in Tennessee, and there are two kinds of music, country and Western. Do you do either one of those?
I do not. But I do have a friend who makes kind of country music, and we're working on a song together.
Really?
Yeah.
So wife's got to leave him, got to wreck his truck, his dog's got to die. That's about it.
And he's got to drink.
He's got to drink, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, that's,
Eric,
that's,
I wrote your song for you. Oh.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. I'll credit you.
That's right. Yeah. Go lyricist. Yeah.
Shaboozy's going to do a cover.
Yeah. Where in Tennessee do you live?
I lived 20 miles south of Nashville.
Cool.
Moved there when I was 10 from Canada. So that was really weird.
Did you like Nashville?
Nope.
No?
Well.
Okay. Cool.
This is the 70s south of Nashville. It was so different from Canada.
Because I'm thinking I might go to school in Nashville.
Oh, maybe. Well, Nashville has changed so much. It used to be this little cow town, but it's now, there's so much business and there's so much tech business that has come since, 30 years.
Yeah.
So it's completely different from where I was.
Yeah.
And I was in a little podunk town. I wasn't in Nashville itself.
I've heard that Nashville is super cool now.
It is. It is. Yeah. I've heard the same thing.
Yeah. The same friend I was telling you about with the country music lives in Florida, and she like goes up to Nashville to record all her songs.
Oh, yep. I mean, that's what it's known for, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Reba.
Yeah.
Looks just the same as she did like 40 years ago. I want to be her. Okay. So this specific song that is dropping today.
Yeah.
Home. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, let's see. I was at a summer camp in Boston at Berklee College of Music. And I was like in a practice room at like probably like 11 to like 3 in the morning with my buddy. And I was just playing stuff. And then, I had some idea that was like, I don't remember it, but it was like the beginning of the song. I was like, home, are you here to take me home? And I was like, that's pretty cool. And then I kind of just built on that. And I wrote almost the whole song and like, the idea of the whole song in that one night with my friend. And my friend was just like my hype man. And, like every time I'd like do something, I'd be like, do you think this is cool? And he'd be like, yeah, like that's super cool.
What a great friend.
Everybody needs one of those.
Yeah, yeah, right?
So then
yeah,
Chris. we were just messing with stuff that like whole night. And then I ended up doing that song for my final project. Well, one of my final projects for the camp. And I performed it at this like cafe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
With like a band. And then of my friends that I met. And then we kept in contact like after the camp, and I had my other friend. I started like actually producing the song. I use Ableton, which is like a DAW, which stands for Digital Audio Workstation, and that's like a production software for music. And so I started recording like the piano and the like kind of worse vocals for the song, and then I sent it to my buddy who lives in Chicago that I met. And I was like, can you play the guitar on this? And he was like, yeah, dude, like I really like this song. And so then he played the guitar, and then he sent back the guitar stems to me. And then I like mixed the guitar and stuff and, layered some more vocals on it and some more instruments. There's a lot of little instruments in the song that you probably won't hear because they're like really quiet, but they just kind of add a little texture. And then once I was done, I was having this really annoying problem where I felt like it was done and it was done, like the, you know, the meat of it. But every time I'd play it in like the car, it sounded terrible. Like it would just, you know, it, on speakers and stuff, it sounded great. But then I'd play it in the car and it was like really thin sounding. Like I have like a Honda and it sounded like it was just coming from the, like just from the steering wheel and the little like thingy, like the screen in the middle of my Honda. And I was like, man, like I don't want to release this until I can fix this problem. Cause all my songs, like I've released a few songs prior to this and all of them, I never fixed that problem with, cause I never knew how, but now I met another guy at this camp actually. And he's like a super good audio engineer. So I asked him like, hey, do you have, you know, any advice on how do you like fix this? And he was like, yeah. And so I kind of just, you know, texted back and forth with him for a bit and sent him like, you know, the iterations of what it sounded like. And then we got it to a point where it, I think it sounded great. And in the speakers, it sounded like, I mean, in the car speakers, it sounded like way more full and had like that body that like a lot of those like professionally produced songs have that mine before didn't. And so I was like super excited. And then that's kind of when I knew it was done. And then I also used a new mic that I got for this song that is way nicer than my old mic. Because my old mic I got in this bundle that came with like four different things for like $100. So it was probably like a $15 microphone. You know, it was like, it was like a Pringles can. but like, and then I got the new one and I was like, whoa, like, you know, it really adds a lot of body to the sound. Cause the old one just sounded, it sounded great, but it also sounded like really thin and kind of bad. I mean, it didn't sound great. I'm lying. It sounded terrible. But like, I tried to make it sound great. But then I got the new mic and it sounded awesome. So I was super happy. And then, so I got with the help of my friends and the new mic and fixing that problem. I was like, I think this is a really cool song.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, you want to listen to it?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it.
Those I feel alone when I'm away from here. You help me with my fear. When I'm speaking by all the things I wanna hear, when I'm away from you, and when I'm
customize my car insurance, so I saved hundreds. But the money I saved, thought I'd get a wax figure myself.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, Liberty Mutual.
Thank our sponsors. I was going to say I just had goosebumps, but thanks a lot. Yeah, my goosebumps
now
are gone.
Now we got good insurance.
Connor!
Oh, that was awesome. Very soulful.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Oh, that's like really goosebump worthy. Oh, it really is. And so we were joking that you're going to be the next Eras tour. And a climate pledge, and you're going to be able to say, I'm going to be able to say, guess what? Connor Olson was in our studio.
Nobody's
here
gonna
at Voice of Fashion.
Nobody's going to believe it.
Everybody's going to believe it because I'm going to have proof because, dear listener, we're going to send this out again. Share
yes.
with your friends.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you very,
yeah,
very
thanks
much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that was really, really awesome. Yeah. Happy to have you in anytime.
Great.
You know, if you want to invite Oscar in and... Shoot the bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're all about.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Thank you. And thank you, Vashon.